a year and a half into my core involvement, I was 26, 27, finishing up nursing school, still living at home. I was dating this one guy who lived in a hotel downtown. I asked what kind of work he did that he lived in a hotel. And he said he worked for the FBI. Next thing, I hear all my mother's neighbors got visits from the FBI checking me out. My mother thought it was funny. But I'm thinking, sweet, stupid Mary is changing from joining a convent to not getting a uniform dirty to being investigated by federal agents. Lord only knows what. The call came the night of April 6, 1964. Mary, it was Bruce. They're trying to move machinery onto the construction site on Lakeview, he said. The school board was building yet another substandard school in the ghetto. Can you come tomorrow? Come around 12:30. I was working for visiting nurses at 110th and St. Clair at the time, but I said I could go down on my lunch hour. The next day, I drove over, headed to the lot, and walked toward the crowd. Right away, I saw what was happening. The bulldozer backing up, a man lying behind it, people yelling, "Stop!" And scattering, I screamed for him to move. In an instant, Bruce Clunder lay perfectly still, face down in the mud. I was the first one to the body. And when you approach a patient, you're supposed to touch their shoulder and say, "Are you okay?" It's the first thing you do. But I just touched his shoulder. It was like a bag of jelly beans. I checked for a cartoid pulse. And I remember thinking, there's nothing I can do here. I don't think anyone left as fast as I did. I have very little memory of anything until I got to see my first patient. I remember trying to clean my shoes and get the blood off my hands, trying to kind of like get myself together for work. And then that night, going to the Corps headquarters, people just came. Like in their sadness and in their disbelief, they came. People just standing around like you do at a wake. I was aware of the division within the group. The white kids were going to be hippie-ish and pull away from the movement, and the black people, many of them brought guns that night to a core meeting. Just standing there, I said to myself, this just isn't going to work. See, neither one of these approaches is going to make anything better for school children.